Anyway, Coach, as always, the CHS Coaches Show. Coach, just a strange week last week where the Panthers received a forfeit to COVID, and I'm sure you hate to see this because you always want to see how your team performs from the first week to the second week, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, this is it was a tough week just because of the, you know, not having an opportunity to play this game. We had gotten word, you know, Tuesday from representatives over at Bro Bridge that there may be a potential of a forfeit. We had to cancel a game that we had scheduled to play on Wednesday for JV, and then came to fruition that Wednesday morning that they were going to have to sit out due to COVID. You know, the rule now with the LHSA, different than last year, that if a team was unable to play last year, it was kind of, it didn't hurt you, nor did it benefit you. This year, it's obviously much different. This year, if a team forfeits, they have to receive the forfeit, and then the opposing team is going to get the win, which is, you know, obviously a tremendous benefit because, you know, now we're looking at 2-0 versus just being 1-0 and losing a game.
And having a win over a 4A team.
That's right. Right, yeah, and then having a win over a 4A team, so the power points, you know, is major when you're looking at down the road, you know, for seeding purposes. You know, I talked to our team Wednesday during seventh hour, which is our athletic PE, and expressed to them what was going on and you know, what took place. The LHSA also different when you're dealing with COVID and a forfeit due to COVID versus a hurricane situation, you know, with Ida and teams not being able to play due to their situations. You cannot make that game up if it's COVID related. So even though if we wanted to and would have known, let's say a week in advance, you know, let's say hypothetically say we were going to play Bro Bridge week three, not week two, and we knew that Bro Bridge was going to be still underneath their quarantine and not play, it still would have been a forfeit regardless because it's COVID related. Now, if it's hurricane related, you can pick up a game. And, you know, I actually had a conversation with Coach Louis Cook over at Notre Dame. They ran into the same issue that we did. They had a home game scheduled to play against Salford this past Friday, and Salford was under quarantine, and he was ready to set up a game. He had it all lined up to play Dunham, and the LHSA said, you know, well, Dunham can play. They just can't play you, and you can't play because it's COVID-related. So, you know, both Notre Dame and Catholic High lose a home game, but in the end, you know, Salford a 5A school, Bro Bridge a 4A school, you know, you get your win. You know, I think the biggest disadvantage is you don't get a chance to make that game up, you know. Sure. And so now seniors went from playing 10 guaranteed games down now to 9 games. And then worse than that is you lose a home game. And then you lose all the financial backing that comes from a home game.
Yeah, and concessions.
Yeah, I mean, you know, gate, concessions, the whole 9 yards and selling programs and everything else. You know, that part is a tough pill to swallow. And so you go from 5 home games down now to 4 for us in our situation. And we're not playing a home game until, you know, I got 3 more weeks before we play our first home game.
That's
now,
right.
You know, the good situation about that is we'll be at home basically the rest of the season. You know, that's the situation that it is, you know, with the LHSA and how they're handling the COVID, you know, a team being, you know, for COVID protocol, a team being quarantined versus a team, you know, dealing with, you know, a hurricane situation. And it looks like we got another hurricane situation coming for us again. Hopefully, you know, obviously it spares everybody. But, you know, in the wake of a hurricane, somebody's going to be affected by it.
Yeah. And, you know, Coach, like you said, we'll be broadcasting next week the Panther game over in Delcom. That's a Thursday night game.
Yes.
And due to the festival, I think they moved it up. Or is that a referee night game for you?
No, I mean, the Lafayette Association asks every team to play a Thursday game. It works out nice for us in Delcom this, you know, and it happened last year too as well. But last year, because of a hurricane, we had to move that game from Thursday even to Wednesday. But no, we all have to at least put on a schedule a Thursday game. And if we don't do that, then the Lafayette Association tells you that you need to go get a referee crew from outside of their association because they just don't have enough referees
and
to be able to do
that. That's what I thought while the Thursday games are being played.
That's exactly
the area,
right. Yeah.
And due to the fact, but you know, years ago, some teams shared stadiums, and mm-hmm. a lot of teams played on Thursday night. I know when I was in high school,
yeah.
they had to share the stadium with the Yellow Jackets. Of course, there was no Westgate back then, But Catholic High played a lot of Thursday night games over the years due to Lloyd G. Porter, the Yellow Jackets' head first choice.
And that's actually something I'm very familiar with. We didn't play at Holy Cross. We didn't play a lot of Thursday games, but there's not a lot of most teams in New Orleans don't have their own stadium. So you're either using Tag Gormley or now the newly created, you know, I mean, roughly almost about a decade ago, but Pan America, you know. But when you're talking about all the teams in the city of New Orleans trying to play games, they play as early as Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We play. I mean, I felt like I was playing in college sometimes at Holy Cross because we would play, you know, maybe 4 to 5 games on Saturdays just due to the fact of the stadium availability.
And I know some high schools over the years, Ullman has been available to them on some Friday nights.
Yep, it is now, for sure. They've taken advantage of that,
so,
absolutely.
That helps out a lot, too, yep. And with the high schools in New Orleans. And Coach, you know, even with the COVID game, I know you told your team sometime Wednesday about the issue, but you know, you got to prepare your team just going through the
right.
day-to-day motions and all with your kids, so you want them to be game ready each week in preparation, and I'm sure that worked out for the first few days anyway.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, Monday and Tuesday we were, you know, locked in getting ready to go play Bro Bridge, and then, you know, we found out that on Tuesday that we were going to have to cancel our JV game with them on Wednesday, so we picked up another JV game that Wednesday and wound up playing Terlands Catholic. So after talking to our team Wednesday and notifying them about the situation, I gave my starters, we went and got a good lift and a run in, and I actually sent them home early, and then we went to go travel to go play Terlands in a JV game that Wednesday. But then that Thursday and Friday, we had full practice. You know, I didn't want our guys, I mean, and when I say full practice, we obviously, you know, took away a lot of time. You know, we probably only did about an hour and 45 minutes, but it was an up-tempo hour and 45 minutes. Still, just as I said to them, you know, I mean, we can't treat, just because we're not playing Friday, we can't treat it like we're not playing Friday, because
sure.
We won't be ready for next Friday.
That's right.
But at the same time, you know, I guess another advantage in this is that, you know, every time you go to snap a football, you know, whether it be practice, but for sure when it comes to a game, you run the risk of injuries. And so, you know, it's nice that I wanted to take advantage of our kids not having to, you know, go through a full week of practice and take advantage of getting healthy and getting some guys that might have been sore, a little bit less reps, and getting some other guys some opportunities. So we were able to really extend, you know, I guess be more restful than maybe you normally would be after a game if, you know, if you were to play one on Friday.
Well, I understand, listening to you, you played a JV game last week. I heard that the Panthers were successful in that.
Yeah, we did. We played Terlands Catholic, and we did fairly well. Yep. So we're right now, our JV team's 2-0. So we're doing well right now.
And how many JV games does the JV squad usually pay?
You know, so each coach has different philosophies on this. I mean, for me, I think 7's good. You know, including a jamboree, I think 7's. You know, when you're talking about, because you also got to think about, you know, when you go to a JV game, so does your staff too. You know, and it's a long season. So I usually try liking to stop our JV games being played at the latest week 8, you know. Okay. So week 8 for us, and like this week we don't have a JV game, so, you know, we play 2 weeks in a row, we took a break off, and then we'll pick up back with JV the following week.
How many kids you usually dress out for a JV game?
It just all depends. Right now, roughly about 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got a pretty good squad.
No, definitely. No, we got a good squad. And
mostly freshmen and sophomores?
Mostly freshmen and sophomores with just a few juniors.
Yeah, and basically those are juniors who hadn't had a lot of playing time.
Correct.
And, over the course of the first 2 years. So you get them a chance, a little bit stronger, get them into a JV game. It's preparation.
Yeah, I mean, and really the best part about that is, you know, we do have juniors that are playing JV, but they also serve helping on special teams, and same with sophomores. So, I mean, the more game experience, in my opinion, that you can get, the better chance you have of really, you know, exponentially growing throughout the course of a season. So I want our guys to play JV for the sake of, because it's going to benefit them tremendously for the following year.
You know, I'm a big believer in that when kids go through preparation, it's just amazing when you get on the field and the game is a little quicker,
mm-hmm.
and you just in your mind have to slow the game down.
Yeah.
And that's the key to any sporting event, is to slow it down in your mind.
Yeah.
And you just see the field better, you see the baseball better, the basket better, just slowing the game down. And
we
always preach that to kids.
We talk a lot about with our coach and staff, you know, there's a difference between unconscious competence and conscious competence. You know, when you're conscious, and competent in what you're doing, you're having to think. What I want is I want our guys to not have to think but to react, because they've been doing it so much over and over and over again, and that's where the repetition part comes from. But I couldn't agree more with you with that.
Anyway, Coach, with that, Brobridge now passed you and all, so with that next game on the schedule, the St. Paul, I believe it's the Wolves.
That's correct, yep.
Mm-hmm. And at their place, a Christian Brothers school, and at one time they even had dormitories on that campus.
They did.
I don't know if they still, but even your old high school, I think at one time had dormitories on campus.
What is now, not at the new campus, but what was at the old campus prior to Katrina, which was the middle school building, that all used to be dorms. It was right there on the levee, and we had a ton of exchange students at the time and dorms. I mean, yeah, it was that's bad. I think they got rid of the dorms at Holy Cross back in the 1970s. My dad graduated in 73, and I think they still had some exchange students living in dorms, but I think by the time the 80s came around, they kind of closed that off, and then the school expanded into the middle school and so forth and on so forth. So.
Okay. Well, we play St. Paul's this coming Friday up in Covington, and why don't you tell us a little bit through game preparation, like during the week. Today is Monday, and your team's going to go through. How early will you leave to head to Covington?
Well, because of the route that we're going to have to take, which is go over the basin, you just never know what you're going to run into. And so, I like to try to get to the stadium at least an hour and a half before. That's just a general rule of thumb. I like our guys getting off the bus, and then once they get off the bus, kind of get their surroundings, check out the opposing field, get their feet on the grass or on the turf or whatever, just get accustomed to the area. And so in order to do that, it's about a 2.5 hour trip, roughly 2 hours and 40 minutes. So we're going to leave, we're going to give ourselves an extra hour. To get there at 5:30, roughly, we're going to leave it right about 2 o'clock. For us to get there, I'm hoping, number one, safely, but two, to get on time. You just don't know what's going to happen on the basin. You could be smooth sailing, and then all of a sudden you just hit a roadblock. So, I'm hoping that we'll bypass, some of that traffic, or won't get stuck, and, we'll be on time.
Yeah, that's always an issue when you head over the basin. It's only, I think, 17 from, it's about 18, 20 miles.
That's
but,
it.
Over the basin, over the, and it's, you could be backed up at 10 miles.
I know, it really is. It's crazy.
Anyway, Coach, of course, with St. Paul, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take our first break of the evening. You're listening to the CHS Coaches Show here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be right back with more right after this.
From big rig truck and trailer repairs, alignments to drive shaft repairs, the certified and experienced mechanics at B&L Engine Service can handle it all. Their garage has parts and service available, as well as inspections and safety checks. So before you hit the open road, make sure to bring your big rig truck and trailer to B&L. They also offer road service, so they have you covered. That's B&L Engine Service, 3608 Highway 90 East, a proud supporter of CHS Athletics. We keep the big wheels rolling.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
If you have a state-leased property in the basin, a camp or houseboat, and are in need of a DHH-approved limited-use sewage treatment system, or you're in the oil field or marine transportation industry and are in need of a U.S. Coast Guard-approved marine sanitation device or products for your MSD, give John Chauvin a call at Seahorse Manufacturing, 337-365-9115, or find us on the web at seahorsemanufacturing.com. And best of luck to the CHS Panthers and all area high school sports teams.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
From the Kawasaki Ninja Sports Bikes to the Kawasaki Jet Ski Watercraft, Kawasaki and Romero Power Sports makes it easier than ever to put yourself on your dream machine. Right now, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki are offering their lowest payments of the year on all Kawasaki vehicles. Choose from the great lineup of Kawasaki motorcycles, ATVs, watercraft mule utility vehicles, and the Terex lineup of SUVs. Whatever you need, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki offer great prices, financing, and the famous Romero service after the sale. Kawasaki and Romero's Power Sports, let the good times roll at 900 South Lewis Street in New Iberia.
At Sester Wealth, our goal is simple. We want to help you define, reach, and exceed your financial goals. Using our processes, we prepare clients for both the expected and unexpected life brings us. No one can predict the future, but we can certainly help prepare for it at Sester Wealth. For all that we expect in life and what we don't expect in life, we strive to prepare clients for all life has to offer. So for all life has to offer, contact Bert Sester and Jenny Vize at Sester Wealth. Securities offered through Triad Advisors, LLC, member of FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM Advisors and Sester Wealth are separate entities from Triad Advisors, LLC.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on KAME 107.5.
Welcome back to CHS Coaches Show. I'm your host, Tony Landry, along with Coach Scott Watney. He's in the house. And the CHS Coaches Show is brought to you in part by our sponsors. And, Coach, why don't you tell us a little bit about the St. Paul's Wolves right now?
Well, they're a good team. They ran into a juggernaut on Friday in their first week playing because they missed week one. They had to reschedule against Jesuit, who they had scheduled for week two, and they wound up picking up Zachary. And you'd have to be living under a rock to not know, you know, high school football, what Zachary's all about. And I think Zachary wound up beating them either 41-2 or 42-2. I think that was one of the final scores. But they battle-tested. They played in a scrimmage. They scrimmaged. This is something that they do all the time. They scrimmaged John Curtis, and they scrimmaged, and they played in the Jamboree Rummel. And then they obviously took that week off due to the hurricane, and then this past week they wound up playing Zachary. But, you know, this is a team that I am familiar with, having been at Archbishop Hannon for 5 years in the same area in Covington, and then competing, you know, down on the South Shore at Holy Cross, you know, been familiar with St. Paul's for a number of years. You know, they're a perennial program for a long time. They've been very good for a long time. They play in a real tough district as well. They play in a large district. They don't have very many non-district games, kind of similar to us. I think they have an 18 district, and you know all the teams in that district are really good. You know, this year I will say that you know when I watch them, you know they're the same style offense that they have been for a number of years. But what I'm most impressed about when watching them is defensively. You know, I would say that this is one of their better defensive teams that they've had in a long time. And I know when you say, well, okay, Coach, you just talked about them giving up 42 points. A lot of those points were actually due on special teams, not on defense. And again, you know, I think you got to look at their competition and who they were playing in Zachary. But, man, they play fast. Actually, a former player of mine when I was at Hannon, he was an eighth grader. He's one of their starting defensive ends. I think their D-line is very good. They're going to give us a three-man front. They're going to play an odd stack look, three-man front, three backers, two overhang players with a one-high safety look. And D-line-wise, they are up the field. They reset the line of scrimmage, which is what you want D-linemen to do. You know, so they're playing anywhere between 2 to 3 yards in the backfield, and they're playing with great technique. Their linebackers are fast. They're going to show pressure, and they're going to send it too as well. They're not going to really break out of that one high safety look. Their corners are going to play off. They got a corner that sits off anywhere between 8 to 10 yards. They got a free safety that sits back anywhere between 15 to 20 yards. They do have another corner that likes to show a little bit tighter coverage, and then he kind of bails out of there. But that's because they just feel like, you know, it's kind of bend, don't break, you know, attitude. You pick up a couple first downs, but you're not going to score on them type deal.
Well, Coach, with a 5A team, what kind of size do they have too?
They got it. On the defensive side, I mean, I would say probably they're averaging 260 on the D-line easily. Anywhere probably about 6 foot, you know, maybe 5'11 to 6'2. Offensive line, they're big. They got a 6'7 kid. You know, they got a couple 6'3 kids, 280, you know, 300. And they got a great coaching staff. You know, Coach Kenny Sears is actually he's an alum of Fuller Cross, and he's been at St. Paul's, I mean, gosh, 20 years, maybe even longer than that. So he's been doing it for a long time, and like I said, they're a perennial program for a reason. We got our work cut out. It's a great atmosphere over there. I'm excited for our fans. I'm not sure you would know this better than I. I'm not sure if Catholic High's played St. Paul's before. But this is a great environment. You know, this is a true high school Friday night, great environment. They got a great band. They got a great facility. They have a great showing and great support. We have a great showing and great support. So it's going to be exciting for our kids. As I said to them today, I was like, it's going to be like playing in a playoff atmosphere. You know, and that's what you want. Week three, tough opponent. Get yourself ready for district play and some other, you know, late opponents like a Notre Dame come week eight. You know, so we got some games that I feel like are going to be playoff experiences before we even get to the playoffs. This would be one of them.
Yeah, you know, Coach, for years it was the only Catholic school on the North Shore, mm-hmm. up until, I guess, St. Thomas Aquinas came along.
And that's right.
Pope John Paul and now Hannon High School, your
yep.
former school.
That's right.
There wasn't any other Catholic schools or parochial schools on that side of the lake at all.
No.
And they drew from Mandeville, Hammond, Abitibi Springs. You can just go on down the line. And they knowing them, they probably still draw kids from all
absolutely.
Those areas.
Well, I mean, it's such a school. I mean, you know, as a former head coach in that area, you know, you got to recognize who you're competing against. You know, you're competing against, we were a co-ed school, they were an all-boys school, and you're talking about 100 years of tradition. And you know, I mean, where are you going to school? I'm going to St. Paul's. Why? Because my daddy went, my brother went, my uncle went, you know, my cousins went. I mean, it's the same thing like it was, you know, when you go to the South Shore and you play, you know, and you go into Catholic League, the Rummels, the Jesuits, the Holy Cross, the Brother Martin, it's the same thing. The only difference is that you just mentioned on the North Shore, it's only been St. Paul's.
Right.
You know, they haven't had to compete. Now, they are competing with a lot of really quality public schools, and, you know, they do have now more parochial schools in that area, but in St. Tammany Parish. But, no, they've had their pick. There's no doubt about it.
So in that district that they play in, is schools like Ponchatoula and Fontainebleau. Is Fontainebleau in that district?
Yeah, Fontainebleau, Ponchatoula, Mandeville.
Slidell,
yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, they've got some big time schools.
That's exactly right. Absolutely.
Mandeville's in there also with them. Covington High School. Is
correct.
Covington still a 5A school?
Yes, sir. Yep.
You know, because that area, since they put on the second layer 50 years ago across the lake, that Covington, that area's exploded, especially with the interstate.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's blown up. I mean, even back, I can remember going, I have some relatives that live on that side of the lake, and I can remember going over there, and they were like the first, you know, few houses on, I'm drawing a blank on the highway, Highway 75 or 1075 or something like that.
Is that Military Road maybe you're thinking of?
I think so. Yeah. And it was like one of the first couple houses. And then, you know, fast forward almost 20 years later, you know, and I'm living in that area and I'm like, my gosh, there's just subdivisions on every side, houses
right.
deep. I mean, it's crazy how much it's blown up.
I can
over
remember
it.
When they started the Chifuncta subdivision back then in the golf course. And
oh, yeah,
that's
absolutely.
How far back I can go with them. So it's just amazing. And at one time, St. Tammany Parish was the fastest growing, parish, county in the country.
Really?
At one time. That's right. At one time.
I could believe it. There's no doubt about it. So we got our work cut out. I'm excited for our kids, though. I mean, we talked about what kind of team they are. They're a physical team, you know, and we're going to have to, you know, as I said to them, you want to go on the road and you want to go beat a 5A school, and how are you going to do it? You got to play disciplined. You got to be laser focused throughout the entire week, and you're going to have to match their physicality. You know, if you can match their physicality, if we can play discipline and play sound football, I mean, we got a chance. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we got a good squad, and when we do things the right way, we can compete with anybody, in my opinion. But if you don't do one of those three things, you know, and if you fail at doing two of those three things or even all three of those, it's going to be a long night for us. But our guys are ready to accept the challenge. I mean, Catholic High has been, they have not shied away from playing tough teams. You know, Coach Indes and I think have the same similarity of mindset. I mean, that's why he put, you know, VC, Bro Bridge, and Barb on the schedule. I mean, it's not like we're trying to shy away from those type of teams. So, and it won't be the first time that our kids has played tough competition. It'll be a new tough competition, but I think our guys are excited and ready for that challenge.
With regards to that, who travel up to Covington this coming Friday, what can they expect? What kind of offense will St. Paul's run, the Wolves run?
You know, they run what I would say kind of a hybrid of a wing tee gap scheme team. You know, they're not trying to throw the football. They're throwing the football. When they do, they're throwing any type of play action passes. But, I mean, they are downhill, you know, north and south, A to B gap. You're going to get power from them. You're going to get counter from them. You're going to get ISO. They run with something similar to a buck sweep. We call it gag because they're not really trying to get it to the outside. They're trying to just let your linebackers over pursue and hit it backside A gap. But I mean, they're 21 personnel, two backs, one tight end, two receivers, a fullback. They believe in the fullback, which is great to see because, you know, the fullback has been one of those positions that has been outcasted.
Yeah, kind of dried out.
That's right. And their fullback is good, man. He's a hammer. He's a load.
And when you say gaps, do their offensive linemen split a little bit wider than most, or is that another term?
No. When I return to a gap scheme, I'm talking about guys that are down blocking and kicking. Okay. I'm talking. They run zone schemes, but more than that, they're really, you know, they're running trap. You know, they're running, like I said, power, counter, ISO.
So a lot of angle blocking.
Yeah, okay. Trying to get, you know, trying to basically, you know, misdirection, block you down, pull somebody else, kick you out, and then run the ball right underneath them.
Yeah, so they're trying to get your kids to stay in their lane.
That's correct, yep.
And hopefully cut down on their running game. But they'll put the ball up too, won't they?
Yeah, they throw it. I mean, it's not a lot, but they're going to definitely catch you sleeping. You know, they're going to lull you to sleep with the run, and then they're going to play action pass you in and run a tight end, you know, across the field on a drag. They're going to run a receiver across the field on a drag. They're going to try and slip the fullback out into the flat. That's pretty typical MO of a team that's running that style of offense. Now, who knows? You know, they may show up in 10 personnel and just try and sling it all over the field against us, too. You just kind of never know. But I think with them, I think they're going to, especially considering what took place against Zachary, I think they're going to try to impose their will against us. They're going to look at, here's the 5A school versus the 2A school. Sure. We're going to just stay doing what we do, and, you know, we're just going to win this game doing what we do, you know, and do it well.
To my estimation, I don't ever remember Catholic High playing St. Paul's in football, unless I'm misunderstood. But there used to be a Christian Brothers Jamboree in the late 60s, and St. Paul's, Rummel, De La Salle, and Catholic High would play each year at Tad Gormley. And usually Catholic High would play first, followed by Rummel and St. Paul's. And that went on for about 4 years back in the late 60s. And I can recall that.
That's a long-standing tradition between Rummel and St. Paul's. They have played it's a staple. They just play. Yeah. It's all the time.
Well, it's just like Holy Cross and Jesuit, you know. I've been probably 100 years.
Oh, yeah. More than 100 years, yep.
And just amazing. Well, tell us a little bit about their defense, too. What can the Panthers fans expect to see from them? They have anybody that kind of lit you up? Any particular players?
Yeah, I mean, I think their D-line is very impressive. You know, being a defensive player and you know, having played at the next level and played specifically D-line, you know, I actually enjoy watching those guys play. You know, they play D-line the way that you would want your D-lineman to play, which is physical at the point of attack, making ball carriers miserable, you know, having ball carriers putter their feet. You know, they can't get their feet going downhill. You know, they're making them go east and west. So I would say their best group, in my opinion, is their defensive line, followed by their linebackers. And then, you know, not to knock their secondary, I just think their secondary caters to what they do very well, which is the bend, don't break attitude. You know, we're going to play deep, keep everything in front of us, and let those, you know, eight guys around the ball go make plays. And that's what they do, and they do it very well.
Well, Coach, we're going to go ahead and take our second break, and you're listening to the CHS Coaches Show here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be right back after this.
Operated since 1941, with their 18,000 square foot showroom floor, Freeman's Furniture Store is certain to have what you're looking for. Need a comfortable mattress? Tempur-Pedic and Sealy are like no other, and they're only available at Freeman's. With 60-month interest-free financing, you couldn't sleep better. Freeman's Food and Furniture Complex, located on the corner of Hopkins and Admiral Doyle Drive, right here in New Iberia. Visit Freeman's soon.
Looking for a quick and easy, no-hassle loan? Look no longer and go visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit. The good folks at Allstate Credit are willing to help you with a small loan. They will treat you as a special and personable customer because they've been serving New Iberia for almost a half a century. So stress no longer.
come visit Sherlo or Ruby at Allstate Credit at 1112 Center Street or call them at 364-4538. Allstate Credit, all the time.
Times are tough right now for small businesses, but as a small business owner, you're pretty tough too. In case you needed a reminder, you started your own business. And while there's certainly more challenges ahead, the UPS store is always here to help. Should your small business need any ink, we're ready with every ink. Printing, mailboxing, notarizing, whatever ink we can do. The UPS store. Every ink for small business, all in one place.
The UPS store.
The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Hi, my name is Dr. Abigail Hennigan Daly, and I'm so excited to share that I've partnered with my dad at Hennigan Team Dentistry. My roots are here in Iberia Parish. I grew up in the practice, and I'm a Catholic High alumni. Being able to come home and serve the people of Iberia Parish and the surrounding areas is a dream come true and a complete honor. Allow me to continue the tradition by caring for and uniting with you to develop a beautiful, healthy smile. Call our office today at 364-2156 and schedule an appointment. We look forward to hearing from you.
This ranch is not about cattle or animals. We're talking about plants and much, much more. That's the Landscape Ranch right here in New Iberia. You can find all sorts of plants such as annuals, palm trees, and container trees, as well as a variety of chemicals and fertilizers to keep them healthy. Locally owned, they provide bulk materials such as sand, soil, limestone, rock, and they'll deliver right to your doorstep. While you're there, you can visit their lobby. You'll find gifts provided by local artists. The Landscape Ranch, located where Jefferson Terrace meets Main Street.
It's Armentor Jewelers, your hometown jewelers, for all the latest fashion ideas in jewelry, watches, and diamond engagement rings. At Armentor Jewelers, we specialize in custom designs, remounting your older jewelry into something brand new. Graduation rings, traditional and unique, for all area schools. Affordable fashion jewelry and watches. Service, quality, and value, always at Armentor Jewelers. Dale Street in New Iberia and Park Lafayette. Armentor Jewelers, for the special moments in your life.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on KAME 107.5.
Welcome back to the CHS Coaches Show. I'm your host, Tony Landry, along with head coach Scott Watney and athletic director. And coach, I know we talk about it a lot. There are a lot of other things going on at Catholic High right now. So, could you give us a little rundown of some of the other sports, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. Regarding cross country, I spoke to Coach Brew this past Saturday. We had our 22nd annual Sergeant Memorial cross country meet. The meet overall was a great success. Our girls team finished third overall, and we had a total of had over 100 runners, which is a great showing from the area team. So congratulations to all those that participated in that in that cross country meet, which means a lot to the Sergeant family for sure.
Absolutely.
Volleyball related, this is a message from Coach Gary Westcott. Our volleyball team currently sits at 7-1 after wins this last week versus Highland Baptist Beauchesne in the Southside tournament, and then wins against Westminster Christian, Ruston, and the Northside Christian tournament. We lost to St. Thomas More. We went 3-1 in that tournament. We do play St. Thomas More, who is number one in Division II. We play them this Tuesday at home, so come out and support the Panthers. And we also play E.D. White this Wednesday at home as well. So, again, come out and show your support for our volleyball team. Our middle schoolers have games actually tonight and Wednesday, tonight against St. Pius and St. Michael's on Wednesday. All girls have played really well this week, but we were led by Hannah Marchand, who had a great week with 63 kills, 5 blocks, 12 aces, and 33 digs. She is nominated for the Daily Advertiser Female Athlete of the Week for her efforts. So if you get a chance to, I know it's going around social media, go ahead and go vote for Hannah, please. Laura Leapery also had an exceptional week setting for us, and she is leading the area in assists with 198 so far this year. She's also serving well and keeping our attack balanced, as evidence of our total kill leader so far this year. Hannah Marchand, 73, Holly Hebert, 66, and Sydney Raheem, 60. We got three freshmen who are seeing some substantial playing time for us, which is exciting. Madison Broussard, who is a starter at middle hitter and leading the team with blocks. with a total of 8 blocks. Sanaya Rahim and Anna Kate Menville have stepped in when needed to fill in for some starters who were unable to play. We're currently ranked number 3 in Division 4 based off last week, but of course it is way too early, and most of the teams in the Southeast have just started their season this week or have not started at all due to the hurricane. And Coach Gary said that he would like to send a special thank you to the students who have been showing up in full force this year at home and away games. They bring a lot of energy and fun to the matches, so that has been really awesome to see this year. And then in regards to swimming, which is the other team, that other program that's going along right now, Tuesday is the first meet of the season. So this Tuesday, boys and girls will be competing in Lafayette, racing the 100 free, the 500 free, the 200 free, the 100 breaststroke, the 100 backstroke, and the boys team will compete in the medley and 200 free relays. We have a veteran high school team. This is coming from Coach Maria Stiegel, who is the head of our swimming program. We've got a veteran team of high schoolers with several swimmers who have started in middle school. We have also gained one new member for the girls team this fall. We're hoping to make it back to state with boys relay team as Brent Bro is working towards another state cut in the 100 fly. Also, Ryan Gonsolin will be working on a state cut for the 100 freestyle. On the girls' side, Lillian Latchley will also be looking to get a state cut either in the 100 back or 100 free or 100 breaststroke this season. Our team has been blessed by our two seniors, Shelby Clement, who has been on the team for the past 3 years, and Ryan Gonsolin, who has been swimming with us since 7th grade. Both have been major assets to the team and great leaders. However, the future is bright with our veteran freshmen who have been with us since 5th grade, who are looking to swim their best times in the 50 and 100 free while mixing it up with a few new races, such as the 100 backstroke and the 100 back, or excuse me, the 100 breaststroke and the 100 backstroke. So that's what's going on right now in the sporting world with over at Catholic High regarding football, volleyball, cross country, and swimming.
Well, Coach, we all wish you the best of luck come this Friday night as you journey to Covenant to play the Wolves. And as always, just want to give this shout out here from the Iberia Parish Schools. As of 6 o'clock tonight, Monday, they are in consultation with the National Weather Service. They will have a school Tuesday morning with the potential to dismiss early and the possibility of having virtual learning on Wednesday. So schools are open tomorrow as of right now. Elsewhere, of course, the CHS Coaches Show was brought to you in part by Armitage Jewelry, Gulf America Wire Rope, Romero's Power Sports, Sestra Wealth Management, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Allstate Credit, R&R Glass, Coca-Cola, Hennigan Team Dentistry, the UPS Store, Lawns Unlimited, Catholic High School's Lawn Care Provider, Catholic High School, Musson Patu, United Companies, B&L Engine Repair, and Seahorse Manufacturing. And, of course, the CHS Coaches Show can be heard every Monday night from 6 p.m. until 6:45 to the end of the football season, then every other week till May to the end of the school year. And with that, we'll say good night and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tony Landry for Gulf America Wire Rope and Catholic High School. And at Gulf America Wire Rope is an all-fuel service company which is dedicated to speedy customer service and technical leadership. Gulf America Wire Rope is owned and operated by brothers Jed and Drew LeBlanc, both CHS graduates. Their knowledge and leadership skills were obtained through CHS has brought them success in the business world. Go visit Jed and Drew at their Broussard location, and they're always ready to talk CHS sports. And remember, go Big Red.
Hi, I'm Corey Avery, co-owner of R&R Glassworks. We specialize in auto and truck glass repair and replacement, window motors, and frameless shower doors. We also handle plexiglass and storefront repair and replacement. Give us a call at 365-9311 or come by and see us at 1006D 20 Arpit Road in New Iberia. So for all your glass needs, remember R&R Glassworks. Thank you and God bless.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
If you have a state-leased property in the basin, a camp, or houseboat, and are in need of a DHH-approved limited-use sewage treatment system, or you're in the oil field or marine transportation industry, and are in need of a U.S. Coast Guard-approved marine sanitation device or products for your MSD, give John Chauvin a call at Seahorse Manufacturing, 337-365-9115, or find us on the web at seahorsemanufacturing.com. And best of luck to the CHS Panthers and all area high school sports teams.
From Big Rig Truck and Trailer Repairs Alignments to Drive Shaft Repairs, the certified and experienced mechanics at B&L Engine Service can handle it all. Their garage has parts and service available, as well as inspections and safety checks. So before you hit the open road, make sure to bring your Big Rig Truck and Trailer to B&L. They also offer road service, so they have you covered. That's B&L Engine Service, 3608 Highway 90 East, a proud supporter of CHS Athletics. We keep the big wheels rolling.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.